The medical response to a gunshot wound pits the ferocity and precision of advanced ballistic science against the dedication of doctors and nurses. They are armed with the technology and best practices of modern medicine and with their compassion. One system is engineered to maximize the infliction of harm against human beings as rapidly and cheaply and indiscriminately as possible. The other is designed to honor life, to preserve it often at enormous expense, to repair shattered bodies and broken hearts. Where these systems clash most starkly is in the emergency room of an urban hospital like Boston Medical Center.
Anybody with a gunshot wound to the head, neck, or chest, or a gunshot wound to the torso, which means from your collarbones to your groin area, or to the upper part of your arm or leg, they have the potential for immediately life-threatening injuries and may require emergency surgery, and minutes can matter. And we've had cases like this quite frequently, and people will survive based upon what happens in the time window.
That's James Feldman, an emergency physician at Boston Medical Center and professor of medicine at Boston University. He's treated many patients who show up at the hospital bleeding from a gunshot wound. The ER is typically a beehive of activity.
I see the physicians, the nurses around here, on the phone, on the computers, at the bedside, seeing people. Our pharmacist looks like she's doing something, a med check on a medication that's going to be administered, making sure the dose is correct, right patient.
People here typically in a lot of pain?
Pain is a very prevalent complaint in emergency medicine. I would suspect many of the people here have pain or have painful conditions. But also we see people with shortness of breath, vomiting, seizures, headache, chest pains, injuries, fractures. So, you know, you're seeing the range of emergency medicine. And every bay is filled. We have people in our hallways as well. And it's quite busy.
When a patient arrives with a gunshot wound, it triggers what the hospital calls a priority one activation.
There are three ways that people come to our emergency department. One is by helicopter. The second is by ground ambulance. That's usually Boston EMS or emergency medical services. Or finally, people come directly from the scene. They maybe drive here. We've had them pull up into our driveway or crash into our emergency department entrance.
Crash into the entrance?
Yes. Come in with people who have been shot.
Being shot presents a life-threatening crisis, of course. The medical team is carefully trained to make every second count. In the trauma room, a large digital clock is switched on to time how rapidly the patient is treated. The process begins with notification that a patient is en route.
This is the communications section of our emergency department on our B-side that has the disaster radio and also the CMED, or Central Medical Emergency Dispatching, communications from the pre-hospital providers, either Boston EMS or the other ambulances that transport people here. And so this is, as I said, we'll hear from either the helicopter, Boston MedFlight, or Boston EMS that they're coming in with somebody, and that starts the cascade going. One of our residents will answer the call. When it goes off, there's a large, loud beep that will go off. We hear it throughout the department. And there are also other radios so people can hear from other sections, but we'll answer and communicate with the EMTs or paramedics about what's happening and with an attending physician as well.
Gun manufacturers now produce over 10 million new guns per year, mostly pistols.